Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen. Everybody say they like to see what Brother Antoine have for you. Trust me, I have nothing for you. But the Lord Jesus Christ does. Isn't that much better?
Yeah.
You wouldn't like what I have for you. No, but I'm telling you, I'm always excited about what he has for us. And this message tonight, whew, you know, you ever practice something and you're like, it's going good, like you're singing in the shower, and then when it's time to sing, you sound terrible. I'm like, man, I'm ready to bring this message. The Lord said, whoa, boy, I'll do the bringing. You just deliver it. So tonight, I think you will be encouraged by this scripture. It is weird because it came about, I was talking to a friend, haven't talked to them in a long time. And we were talking about last week, friends that we haven't talked and lost contact with. So I talked to this person and we ended up on this somehow. And I said, that's where we'll go. So if you would, stand with me. The scripture is coming from Luke chapter 18, and it's verses 1 through 9. Very familiar. Well, at least I hope it's familiar. Very familiar passage. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. Are we there? Boy, I love to hear those pages turning. You know, I got an electronic Bible too. But there's distractions on it. Let's not fool yourself. But when you got that old paper, it just seems to get closer to you. Everybody agree with me? You don't have a digital one, that's why. Just kidding. No, that's true. It really does. All right, here we go. And I pay attention. It says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge, listen to this, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Let's pray. Fathers, once again, that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we just thank you for this message that you are bringing forth tonight. Lord, because we all need it. Lord God, in times where we just want to give up, Lord God, you tell us to hang in there. So Lord God, the prayer tonight is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to grab my water here because I know I'm going to need it. Have you ever in your life had a time where you just wanted to give up? You was working on something and you said, hey, this is not going anywhere. I just want to give up. I had enough. You ever been there? I think if we're all honest, we would say we've been there. You wanted to give up on a person.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.